Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Klal and Zayin. We're learning Siman Dalet. Now, to give a hakdama to this Siman, we need to know a halacha. Many of us grew up with the understanding that the order of precedence of brachas, we knew this halacha, which you mentioned before, that the more mavura the bracha is, the more specific the bracha is, the greater chashivas that it has, and therefore it's said first. And we said the order of preference is Hamotzi, then Mizonos, Brei Pi Hagafen, Brei Pi Eitz, Brei Pi Adama. However, we mentioned then that as we were learning it, that Brei Pi Eitz, Brei Pi Adama, we're going to have to really revisit that. So many poskim hold that there's no advantage of Brei Pi Eitz over Brei Pi Adama. The difference in specificity is not that significant, that there's a kedima of Brei Pi Eitz before Brei Pi Adama. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reshit Aleph, which presents this halacha, he presents his first opinion is Eizem Ehen Sheir Tzayakdim. You can say either one first. There is an opinion which says Brei Pi Eitz is Kodem. So now the general rule, the Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions, and he presents the first opinion as a stam. This is the halacha. But some say otherwise. We don't pass on like the some say. We pass on like the opinion that he presented, stam, without any attribution. He said, this is the way it is. But there are those who disagree. So the Chayyotim is going to go with that approach. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah actually has a little bit of a different approach, but the Chayyotim is going to go with the approach that there's no kedima of a Brei Pi Eitz over a Brei Pi Adama. So in the order of brachas, making brachas, I have no information over here which one should go first. The question is, there are other considerations. There's chashivas that we spoke about, of Zayin Minim. And we mentioned there's also a mile of Sholem, and there's a mile of potentially of size. So there are other miles besides. So how does that play out when it's two different brachas? So many times the two different brachas, the questions are relevant because we have a different criteria of more specific bracha or less specific bracha. But since the Chayyotim is going with the opinion that Brei Pi Eitz and Brei Pi Adama, there's no precedence one over the other. So now we can present the following question. Now that there's no precedence mitzad the maila of the different brachas, do the rules of chashivas and chavivas, etc. apply when it's two different brachas? Arguably, I could say, when I'm making one bracha, the question is, which item do you make the bracha on? Do you make the bracha on the more chashav item or the less chashav item? So there's a greater chashivas to the bracha to be said of the more chashav item. So therefore, we make the bracha on the more chashav one. We have to make a list of order, what's more chashav and what's less chashav. Over here, I'm making both brachas anyway. It's a question, which one goes first? Maybe chashivas doesn't play a role in which one goes first. Over there, it's not a question of which one goes first. It's a question, which one do you make the bracha on at all? Do you make it on the date or on the apple? Dates are more chasher than apples. Okay, but over here I'm eating dates and I'm eating cucumbers. So dates are more chasher than cucumbers, but that's not necessarily a reason that it should be the first bracha as opposed to the second bracha. That's what the Chayyotim deals with over here. So again, it's only relevant by Brei Pi Eitz and Brei Pi Adama because that's the only place where we don't have this other consideration of the level of how specific the bracha is. So that which we give a precedence to one item over the other, it's only if they're both the same bracha, and the idea is you're going to make a bracha on one for both of them. Which one do you make the bracha on? You have grapes, and you have apples. Here it says something of a similar issue. The kibbutz the tzarich lebarach al echad mihem. You're going to make a bracha on one, and the bracha which you say on one is going to be mitzi the other one. So obviously it makes sense. You should give the maila to make the barchasha one should be the one that which you make the bracha on, and use that to pata the other one, as opposed to vice versa. So yesh b'zeh chashivas. So therefore there's a chashivas of making the bracha on the better one. Avalim ein b'chasem shavin, k'gain tznoin b'zayis. They're not the same bracha. So I'm eating an olive, I'm eating a radish. Radish is Brei Pi Adama, olive is Brei Pi Eitz. Now, Aleph is Zayin Minim. It's out of all of the fruits, it's the first one. Very choshev. Okay, but I'm not making the bracha on the Aleph and pattering the radish. I'm going to make two brachas, a Brei Pi Eitz and a Brei Pi Adama. You're going to make two brachas anyway. So there's no mile at all. And you can make a bracha either one you want. So I can make the bracha of the Brei Pi Adama on the snow first, even though the olives are from the Shibas Aminim. And matter of fact, the olives are very chaviv to me. More than radishes, but I still can make the bracha on the radish first. There's no, once I'm making two different brachas, these other milas don't play a role. That's the opinion of the Rush. Then he brings a second opinion, which is not like that. We'll leave that for the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.